Today's mailbag comes to us from Janine. My Sunday basket has been in practice for a full year this week. What a difference it has made in our household this year. Setting up my basket, I have found loose money, unused gift cards, long-lost credits, forgotten Groupons, unsent cards and gifts, unsubmitted reimbursements, duplicate purchases, unpaid bills, overdue books, etc. I spent the year spending, using, sending, submitting, paying, returning the backlog, and setting up my slash pockets to be proactive instead of so reactive. Not to mention that there is now no paper clutter in my house. So calming. Thank you, Lisa, Monique, and all those in the club who bring such good ideas to our Zoom calls. Thank you, Janine, for sharing that with us. Do you have an Organized 365 success story? We would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at lisa@organized365.com and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Oh my goodness, I have an exciting big announcement. It's actually our biggest announcement of 2019. We have payment plans. The number one request coming into my email is, can you please create a plan for me? I want to get started. I just don't have the funds right now. Can you please make a plan for me? And we have. For just $96 a month, you can now join us in the next round of the 100-day home organization program that starts May 13th. And for those of you who want the whole kit and caboodle, we have an all-access payment plan starting at $186 a month. Head on over to organize365.com right now to check out all the packages and plans. And now, on with the show. It is time to eliminate your to-do list. I mean, completely not even have one. Not work on it all the time or reprioritize it. I want you to no longer have a to-do list. It's going to be gone. Period. End of discussion. Full stop. No to-do list. I didn't even realize it. I would say it's been about 18 months since I've had a to-do list. I don't even own a to-do list anymore. And I didn't realize I didn't have one until people kept asking me what to do with theirs. And I used to always have answers. And then I realized I didn't have one. So weirdest thing, like where did it go? How did I get rid of it? How can I teach you to get rid of it? And why didn't I have one? Where were all the things that used to be on my to-do list? Like, I had so many questions about it. I didn't know how to explain it to you because I hadn't really figured out what I had done. So a couple of things. First of all, some of you may be new to the Organized 365 podcast because you are in our Declutter Madness Challenge. We've gotten the bedrooms organized. You've started decluttering your house. You're like, okay, that girl's kind of funny. Maybe we'll see what else she has. And for you, the very first thing I want you to hear from me is eliminate your to-do list. As you were doing Declutter Madness, as you were going through all these rooms in your house, I am sure you started making to-do lists. And it feels great because we were checking stuff off. We were donating. We were decluttering. It's springtime. You are a to-do list checker offer black belt. Spring is the best time to make a to-do list and check stuff off. I mean, the days are longer. You have all this energy. You're back outside again. It is the best time to start a to-do list. But I'm telling you, don't start one. And as a matter of fact, I want you to completely get rid of your to-do list. Now, this podcast is about how to eliminate your to-do list. Next week, I'm going to talk to you about what living an organized life feels like. And it's totally different than you think it is. And it involves so much time, you don't know what to do with all this time. So I'm going to talk about what happens when we have empty drawers, empty cabinets, and extra time. What does it really mean to live an organized life? You're so busy trying to get there that when you get there, you're like, well, this isn't what I thought it would be. And then 2 weeks from now, I'm going to teach you Sunday Basket 3.0. So the Sunday basket is how I have you organize all of your kitchen countertop paper, mail, actionable to-dos that come at you. Takes about 4 to 6 weeks to set it up. We have 1.0 folders that you go through every week, and then we have 2.0 folders that go through all of your projects and all of your active ongoing things. And what happens is once you start living this productive life, you go to Sunday Basket 3.0, which means that we get rid of a lot of the projects in there that never got done. But first, let's talk about eliminating your to-do list. There are two emails that I received, both last November, actually. It's taken me this long to process through how to answer this for you. I want to read these emails to you, and then I'll give you a little bit more. The first one says, "All day, I've been thinking about something you said in your webinar. It was about how to-do lists will never be completely done. I see that in my life. I love to be productive and check things off my list, but my list prevents me from slowing down and enjoying my kids, family, and time. I'm slowly changing while I listen to your podcasts, and I have the tools in the Sunday basket. The reason I'm emailing is that I'm wondering if you've ever done a podcast articulating the problem with to-do lists and how to change out of that way of structuring our time. I would love to listen to a podcast on the subject, and I would like to pass it along to a friend's husband who is completely overwhelmed. He has a stressful job and completely gutted and renovated his home all by himself. He has been working so hard for so many years that he just came to the realization that he cannot rest. He doesn't know how. Thank you for helping me get to the next level in organization and specifically productivity. I knew I needed to be more productive, but with 4 kids and a husband and a demanding job, I didn't know how. I consider you a mentor." Oh, thank you. All right. And the other one is, "I was hoping you could lead me in the right direction of a podcast or share some insight. I work outside of the home in a passion that I love. I want to be great at what I do, but I love being a mom more. How do I find a balance when I could be great at both? Is it even possible? Can a working mom have it all? I feel guilty for wanting to be successful, but I also feel guilty when I'm at home thinking of some new projects or ideas that would elevate our company. Help!" Okay. I want you to pretend. I don't want, some of you are like, "Well, how are the things on the to-do list going to get done? Like, she's going to take my to-do list. I'm not in your house. I'm not physically taking your to-do list away. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about that right now." I want you to take a deep breath, and I want to change your paradigm on how you think about your to-dos and what you are getting done in your life. And I have noticed on the last 7-year journey from being overwhelmed, in debt, overweight, depressed, negative, to having more time than I know what to do with, energy, thinner, debt-free. Like, this transformation over the last 7 years, something that happened about 2 years ago was I got rid of the to-do list. It was not something that happened right away, but it did happen. And as you go from living a reactive life to a proactive life, you start to change different habits, you start to spend your time differently, and you start to look at time differently. When you are checking things off a to-do list, trying to get everything done around the house, and trying to just make it all fit into your day, there isn't enough time to stop and get forward momentum going. And when you first start to do it, you are making progress, but you can't even see the progress you're making because it's not hard. It's just so, it just doesn't move the needle. Like, it just doesn't make a lot of difference. Like, imagine going into the most cluttered room of your house at the time when it was the most cluttered, which for me would have been like the storage room, or maybe it's your kids' playroom or some room like that, or the garage, where like literally you've just been putting stuff in there for years. Maybe for you, it's the paper, the filing cabinet, whatever. Some neglected area of your house that you have not been in for a long time. And I'm going to give you an hour a day. How many days is it going to take before you're going to feel like you're making progress in that space? With only an hour a day, you're not allowed to spend 10 hours in there and do it 3 days in a row and do 30 hours. No, you're only allowed to spend an hour a day. Maybe months, right? Like, it's going to take a long time for you to actually see progress. But here's the thing. I told you a couple of podcasts back, organization always gives you time. Always. So if you were to take an hour a day, every day and go into the storage room and set your timer and go, okay, here's my hour, here's my hour, here's my hour, here's my hour. At the end of 3 months, that space would either already be organized or it would be well on its way. You could definitely see how much you're doing. Let's take weight loss. If you're going to do push-ups, this is the weirdest thing that happened to me the other day. When I was organizing our basement and moving everything from the second floor of our house down to the basement for Abby's new apartment, we moved her out of her bedroom. I normally get winded walking up the stairs with my coffee in the morning. Like I'm like, oh, you know, I can't talk on the phone when I'm walking upstairs because I get winded because I don't do any exercise whatsoever. So it's been about 4 months now where I'm doing these 20 push-ups at night and, you know, just being a little bit more active. And you know what I'm finding? I moved my daughter's bedroom from upstairs to downstairs and my phone said I walked up and down the flight of stairs 47 times, but I know it was more than that because I wasn't holding my phone the whole time. I never got winded the entire day. It was towards the end of the day. My husband and I were moving a couple of things down to the basement and we were on our second trip down. He goes, you have to stop. I'm winded. And I was like, winded? It hadn't even entered my mind that going up and down the stairs so many times would cause me to be winded. And I wasn't even going to the first to the second floor. I was going from the second all the way to the basement, all the way up, all the way down, over and over and over again, carrying stuff. And I never once got winded because my body, I was like, Greg, I've only lost 7 pounds. He goes, yeah, but it's not like you were 300 pounds to begin with. Like apparently that was the 7 pounds you needed not to be winded and doing a couple of push-ups. That little bit that I've been doing over the course of months changed how it felt when I moved all this furniture in our house. It's hard for you to see at the beginning of your organizational journey how much progress that you are making. So if you can only do an hour a day, it doesn't feel like you're making a lot of progress. However, when you're done, keep going back to that storage room, keep going back to that storage room. When you're done, even if it takes 3 months, how long is it going to take that storage room to get disorganized again? A long time. I mean like years. A, because you're not going to let it because it took so long to get it that way. And B, it's going to be easier to put things away because now it's in the right bins and the right shelving and they're labeled and you know where things go. Whereas the reason why it was the way it was is because you didn't even know what was in there. You didn't know if you wanted it and you just kept shoving it in there. Now, Costco stuff goes here, holiday stuff goes here, memories go there, off-season sporting equipment goes there, the Christmas tree goes, like you know where stuff goes in there. And you could say, oh, it's downstairs in the storage room on the second shelf or whatever. You could tell people in the family where stuff is in there because now you know. This is how organization over time increases your productivity. Because when you take the time to not just declutter, this is way more than decluttering, declutter and organize a space, it does not need to be redone. Laundry needs to be redone. Dishes needs to be done. Your chores need to be redone. Organization does not need to be redone. Now, to get it organized, you need to do it 3 times through. You need to go through each season in each room of your house. But at the end of the year, you really do truly get organized. What, Lisa, does this have to do with a to-do list? A lot. We are so busy checking things off of our to-do list. There are chores and tasks that are going to come back on the list the next month. Paying the bills, doing the laundry, you know, everything that's going to come back again ends up on these to-do lists over and over and over again. And we spend so much time trying to check them off faster and sooner instead of knocking off things that are going to last. It would be better for you if you spent an hour a day organizing your storage room for as long as it takes, then you spent more time on laundry, dishes, dusting. I would say don't dust for a whole, see if you cannot clean your house except once a month for 3 months and take all the time that you used to spend vacuuming, dusting, Windexing, I don't know, whatting, and put it in your storage room. At the end of the 3 months, you're going to be going crazy and be like, oh my gosh, I've got to clean the house. First of all, you're going to want to clean the house so badly that you're going to move faster through the storage room so that you can get back to cleaning your house because you really want to clean it. And that's your reward, is being able to clean your house. I know, weird, but you agree with me, so it's okay. We are prioritizing the everyday that's going to get undone, and by the way, could be done by somebody else, over the things that are long lasting that only we can do. You cannot hire someone to go in your storage room and organize it for you. I mean, you could. I did that in Cincinnati, and we made it look amazing, but we couldn't make decluttering decisions for you. You cannot hire that out. You could pay for a housekeeper once a month for 3 months while you do your storage room. And at the end of that 3 months, let's say it costs $300 for the housekeeper. For $300, your house was clean and your storage room is done, and your storage room is not going to get unorganized again. It's just not. I mean, it needs to be maintained, but it's not going to take that kind of time. And we are so used to putting things on our to-do list as a default mechanism so we don't forget to do things. And then as soon as we have free time, we look at this default mechanism of things that are going to be undone next week and we check them off as fast as possible because we want to get the to-do list done. It is never, ever going to get done. So when are you going to stop and smell the roses? Here's the thing. You're like this guy in this email I just read because it was me. And I got organized and I got productive and I'd created the 100-day program. And at one point I had 3 podcasts going because I didn't know what to do with myself, you guys. Like I was organized, which reduces the amount of time to do anything in your house. I have somebody cleaning my house. I had a business. I was doing that 60 hours a week and I still had time on my hands. We don't know how to entertain ourselves anymore. Period. We don't. I mean, I could spend 60 minutes on Instagram, and I usually do. But eventually, you're like, on a Sunday, and it's 1 o'clock, and you've already spent an hour on Instagram and an hour on Facebook. You've got like 10 more hours before bedtime. What are you going to do? When your house is organized and clean, and the dishes are done, and the laundry are done, and you have 10 hours on a Sunday, what do you do with yourself? Okay, I'm sure you just had 800 lists. Okay, what if you have the next 52 Sundays? Right. Like at first you go, okay, I'm going to read that book. All right, I'm going to go for a walk. Walk only takes an hour. You can actually finish a whole book in a day, by the way. Last Sunday, this is what I did last Sunday. Now, of course, I was celebrating my birthday. But last Sunday, I listened to half of an Audible book. So like for 4 hours because I was like hanging pictures and putzing around my house. I listened to 2 podcasts. I finished reading a book for 3 hours. And I did a full jigsaw puzzle in one day. Obviously, I didn't have any other responsibilities because it was my birthday, but it is amazing the amount of leisure activities you can get done in a day. You're going, okay, Lisa, fine. I have a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old, and I don't have all this luxury of time that you have. We'll talk about that in the next podcast. But this really is what an organized life looks and feels like. It is a ton of time. And when you have this time, what are you going to do with it? That's the next podcast. So what about the to-do list? I understand, Lisa. I want that. How do I get to where you are? I want you to take your to-do list and I want you to put it in a Sunday basket. If you don't know what the Sunday basket is, I have a whole podcast about that. It's called the Sunday Basket Podcast. Start with episode 1 and it will teach you. And the Sunday basket is a box that you put on your kitchen counter and you put all of your actionable to-dos in there. And we don't put them on a list. We write them down on index cards. That way you can just grab an index card, write an idea down, put it in the Sunday basket. We need new batteries. I need new underwear. I want to hang up pictures in the kids' rooms. I need to get more fertilizer for the yard. Whatever it is, everything goes on its own index card and it goes in the Sunday basket. Then on Sunday, we empty out the Sunday basket. We look at all the mail, open it, pay the bills, put everything on the calendar, plan our next week, and we go through all these index cards. And the index cards are your to-do list. What used to be on your to-do list are now on index cards. How many of the things that are currently on your to-do list could be written on an index card as an actionable item? It's just not getting done yet. The rule for the Sunday basket is, if it can wait until Sunday, it must wait until Sunday. If it can wait until Sunday, it must wait until Sunday. Right now, you're living your life by if it's on the to-do list, I want to check it off as fast as possible. I want you to change that in your head to if it can wait until Sunday, it must wait until Sunday. Every single thing must wait until Sunday. Dusting, vacuuming, even laundry. If it can wait until Sunday, it must wait until Sunday. You're like, oh my gosh, but then my Sundays, I'm going to have to do all of this. Yes, right. Follow along. It's okay. On Sunday, you are going to take everything out of your Sunday basket and you're going to pay your bills, do your laundry, whatever. All those routine tasks will somehow get done. Then you are going to have in front of you on index cards, not on a to-do list, all of these things that used to be on your to-do list. Buy batteries, all those things we just said. Number one, you have to figure out when you're going to do these things next week, looking at your calendar. You're not making a to-do list. If it needs to get done, it has to have time associated with it. So you're looking at all of these index cards. And as you're looking at all of these to-dos that are not on a list anymore, they are independent index cards, you are going to say to yourself, I don't really want to take 30 minutes this week to do that task. Great. Can it wait until Sunday? Yes? Good. Put it back in the basket. Everything that can wait until the next Sunday goes back in the basket. You're like, well, now, Lisa, you just took my to-do list. You put it on 40 different pieces of paper, and now you're just deferring it and deferring it and deferring it. Exactly. Because should you even be doing it anyway? We are doing things on our to-do list that maybe we shouldn't be doing anyway. And then I want you to look at the rest of things that are on your to-do list that you actually have to do. And I want you to think about how you've done it in the past and what might be a better way to do it. So, for example, one thing that if you aren't already doing this will really, really help you time and financially is start shopping online. So a lot of those things on your to-do list are errands that have to be run, things you need to buy. I buy 99% of everything on Amazon or Walmart pickup, period, end of story. So when I see that I need batteries, okay, am I going to buy those on Amazon or am I going to pick those up at Walmart? It's one of the two. So like I use a lot of Epsom salts. I don't like going in the store. I don't like getting the Epsom salts in my cart and all that. I just pull up to the drive-thru, they put it in my car, and then I drive it home and then I have to carry it in the house. Bottles of water, like I get cases of water. So I have a standing grocery list that on Sunday or whenever, I just put everything in my Walmart cart that I want to have soon. And usually there's a pickup available like 8 hours later. So I can always pick it up the same day or I pick it up the next morning or the next night. And I drive over there and my grocery shopping takes me, I don't know, 15 minutes. Because in 10 minutes, I open up my app, pick everything I want, pick up when I'm going to pick it up. Literally, my Walmart is 2 minutes from my house. I drive over there. As I'm pulling up, they're bringing my order out. They put it in the car. I drive it home. I empty it. I'm done. Greg goes and buys the meat and the other things that he won't let me buy at Walmart at Kroger. Don't worry about it. So I don't literally ever go to a store. I realized that also. As soon as I got rid of the to-do list, I also got rid of going into stores. I don't go into a store unless it's like Home Depot and I'm picking out paint. I don't go to a store. And if it's not something that Walmart has, if it's a book or if it's a vitamin or whatever, I'm usually sitting in front of my computer. And when I think that I want something, I literally just order it from Amazon and have it shipped every single time. Like I don't wait. I'm like, oh, I want to read that book. Click. I buy like 5 books a week. You guys, I buy a lot of books. I've always bought a lot of books. I love books. Anything that I want that I don't want to drive over to Walmart and get, I order on Amazon. And I make the majority of those decisions on Sunday. So financially, I'm like, okay, here's how much money we have. Here are all the things that I wanted that weren't things that I needed immediately. I eliminated so much time doing that. Other things that are on your to-do list. Trying to think because I don't have anything on my to-do list. Okay, so that's the whole point. All of these routine things, you're saying, but that's going to take up my entire Sunday. Right. Because that's how many things you want to do on your to-do list. There are two ways of getting your Sunday back. One, stop putting things on your to-do list and don't do them at all. Or two, find more efficient and effective ways of doing them. Because here's the thing. If it's not taking up your Sunday, it's taking every single night after you've been at work or it's taking your... My telling you to do it on Sunday isn't making that all of a sudden it takes time and it didn't used to take time. I'm just putting it all in one area so you can see how much time you're spending doing those things. But I've given you back every evening and every Saturday because I put everything on Sunday. Okay, so that's number one, thinking about your to-do list that way. The more important point of this is number two. Start picking things each week that are going to move the needle. Not that need to be done and you won't even remember you did them 2 or 3 weeks later. So on Sunday night, after you've gone through this ridiculous list, you're like, I can't believe I have to do all this stuff. Then I want you to pick one, just one bigger thing to do next week that you, when you do it this week, you won't have to do it again. So if you're in the 100-day program, I tell you exactly what to do. And by the end of 100 days, you've gone through your entire house and it's a lifelong program. So you're doing it 3 times each year. By the end of the year, your whole entire house is organized because I have told you every day what your one thing is that you're doing that is going to move the needle and not have to be redone again. If you're not doing that program, or you've already done that program and now you're wondering what to do next, what is one thing that you can do this week that will knock something big off your list? Go through your closet, go through your kids' clothes, clean out the garage, clean out the laundry room. It's usually an organizational thing, or it might be I just finished doing the Warrior Mama webinar, which is available as a replay. It may be gathering all that paperwork and making a Warrior Mama binder for your kids. It might be to start tackling going through the filing cabinet. What are the big projects that are on your list that never get done? Updating the scrapbooks. Like, there's a bigger project than doing the laundry on your list. What is it? And when you pick just one, only one, repeat, one, you no longer have a to-do list, you have a project for the week. So on Sunday, you do everything that you need to do and you schedule the rest of your week, any of the to-dos that need to be done in the week, you've scheduled that. And instead of all day long and all weekend thinking, where's the to-do list? I want to check something off. Where's the to-do list? I want to check something off. You think, oh, I'm cleaning out the kids' clothes this week. And you're like, all right, well, I could go through the shirts right now. Oh, I'm cleaning out the kids' clothes this week. Okay, they've got shoes in the front hall closet. I'll go check and see if all the shoes. Oh, I'm cleaning out the kids' clothes this week. All right, so I'm going to do all their laundry so I have it all in the bedroom because Saturday morning I'm going to go through all of it. Do you see the difference? Instead of every time you have some time going on Instagram or checking your to-do list, you're thinking, what is my project of the week? My project of the week is the kids' clothes. Every time you have 5 or 10 minutes, keep moving forward so that on Sunday, you've gone through the kids' clothes. Let's pick another one. Cleaning out the garage. Okay, so cleaning out the garage, my husband says to me the other day, he's hilarious, by the way. He's so funny. When I was a professional organizer, and it's always the garage too, I don't know why. When I was a professional organizer, he said to me one day, how much do you earn as a professional organizer? And I was like, oh my gosh, he's interested in my business. Yes, I've been waiting for this day. He wants to talk to me about my business. I was so excited. I was like, I earn $50 an hour. This is early in my business. And he said, great, here's 50 bucks. Go clean out the garage. And I was like, oh, darn it. He's so funny. So the other day he says to me, the garage, we need to clean out the garage. And he uses the royal we, which means Lisa needs to clean out the garage and he has noticed that it needs to be done, but he will not be the one doing it. And I don't know what it is about me, but whenever my husband says something needs to be done, like it immediately goes to the top of my to-do list and I feel like less of a wife if I don't do it. It's obviously a personal issue, but it's definitely an issue. So he said, we need to clean out the garage. So he says this to me in early March. And I don't know if you've noticed, but I wear turtlenecks for a reason. Like, I like to stay warm, and March in Ohio is not warm. But I want to please my husband. So immediately on the top of my list was clean out the garage as soon as I have a warm day. Well, a couple of days later, I looked at my calendar. I opened up my phone. I looked at the app. I saw that we were going to have a day that was 55 degrees, and I knew that was the day I was going to clean out the garage. Because I don't have a to-do list, his request became my entire to-do list. And once I noticed we were going to have a warm day, that was the day I did it. I opened up the garage. It took about 2 hours. I cleaned it because it's already organized. I'm in the maintenance mode. I cleaned it out. He came home. He was thrilled. If you are constantly running your life off of a to-do list, I would have written clean out garage on my to-do list. And I would have kept going back to my to-do list and checking things off. And every time I saw that one, I would have not had enough time. It wouldn't have been enough weather. And I would have kept writing it on my to-do list over and over and over again. Clean out the garage, clean out the garage. Until finally, I just went out there in the freezing cold just to get done because it was on my list. But because I don't have a to-do list, and that was the only request at the time I was thinking about for a few days, it was, okay, this is the top of my project list, is the garage. When can I do it? And all those days while I wasn't doing it, every time I pulled in and out of the garage, I was surveying and I was seeing what's in here. What's in here? Oh, that's right. We need to clean out that refrigerator. So Abby's refrigerator got unplugged and we didn't know it. So I put it in the garage and I wanted to spray it down with the vinegar because you know, refrigerators need to be cleaned out. So I was like, all right. So one day as I pulled in the garage, I opened that door, grabbed the vinegar and sprayed it in there, even though I didn't do anything else. And I went into the house. So I was slowly working on that project because it was the only thing I was thinking about. And it wasn't on a to-do list. I knew that there was water that needed to go upstairs, downstairs. You could see, I started to mentally organize that space. So then when I did finally get the day that was 55 degrees and I went in there, I was able to do it in a couple of hours because I had already been thinking about where everything was going to go. All right, I think I have rambled on long enough about this to-do list. I want you to really try this. The key though is you cannot just eliminate your to-do list and do nothing. You need to have a replacement system. The replacement system for me is the Sunday basket, which is a totally different way of corralling all of the requests, ideas, and things that I want to get done. There's a specific time of week that I go through it on Sunday. If you're not going to put all of your ideas in a Sunday basket and go through it every single Sunday, keep your to-do list. But if you're already doing the Sunday basket, as over 1,000 of you are, try it. Try not having the to-do list at all and see if you're able to make some more forward progress on the bigger goals on your list.